This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Loving Life Podcast, coming from a parent's perspective, where we take a look at the past, the present, and discuss what the future has in store for all of us. Welcome to the Loving Life Podcast.
Hey, it's Charlie. Welcome to another edition of the Loving Life Podcast. Sitting solo again. Wifey, she's just busy. She's doing her thing, and that's good. And which leads me to the topic today of the silver linings of the pandemic, right? A lot of folks have lost their jobs. I'm grateful. I know she's grateful that she has her gig. So when she's doing her thing out there and can't be on the podcast, I totally get it. I'm lucky to be awake every morning and being able to see my kids and all that kind of stuff. But what are the silver linings that we're finding through this pandemic? And I just wanted to quickly go through some of these that came out of a recent survey and just kind of share them with you. Maybe it gives you a little bit of light into what's going on and, you know, what we can maybe expect on the other side. People were saying that the pandemic has actually saved them money, and I have to agree with that. I'm not at the mall because who wants to go to the mall right now? I just, you know, I'd rather when it's a little bit more back to normal to be able to go out. So, yeah, save some money. But for other folks who have been just jamming away on Amazon and buying stuff online – yeah, there's boxes that arrive at the house. And I'm like, what's that? Like, but I'm not doing it. So maybe it's saving me a little bit of money. It's certainly, giving us more quality time with friends and family, more free time in general, more time to catch up with loved ones, to give them a call, to talk to them. And it gives us a little bit of a better grip on the challenges that other people are facing. Here where I work in radio, I lost a lot of my coworkers. And that's the formal lost coworkers. Their family, their people that, were very, important to my daily life at work. People I came here and loved to see, to joke around with, to have fun with. And to, you know, just basically be around, you know, my family's here and I lost a lot of those people. So, and just knowing the struggles that they're going through, through unemployment. And then, you know, some of them had family and kids and so on and so forth. It's just put a perspective on all of that. The pandemic has definitely given me more appreciation for the things that I used to take for granted, right? There are some days, and I'm not going to lie, and I'm sure a lot of you too, where there's a lot of self-pity, right? You wake up and you're like, oh, poor pity me going through this pandemic, and boy, oh boy, oh boy, and I wish things would just get better, and I get that, and that's, you know what, that's human nature, but for goodness gracious, you know, to realize that what you have is good and to not take it for granted. I'm so grateful for my health. I haven't gotten sick, knock on wood, you know, nobody in my family has gotten sick. Even my family that is, in San Diego and in the Philippines, nobody has, been sick. So I'm blessed, and in San Antonio as well. It's more time to check in on people, like I was saying before, your friends, your family. you know, coworkers, whatever it might be. My grandmother is in an independent living facility, and she's doing fine. When I call, I get the same stories all the time, and that's to be given. I mean, it's, you know, she's like, we're running out of things to talk about. And I'm like, I don't blame you. Talk about not being able to go out, and then not being able to have people come in. I haven't been able to go see my grandmother for, what, 3 months now, right? It's been a long time. It's been a chance to eat healthier. I don't know that that's happened. I think the opposite has happened. I think about it every day of, man, I need to stop. I need to eat more healthy. So maybe it's putting, a little bit more thought into eating healthy, but maybe it just hasn't happened. Some other things, silver linings that we found here is being more aware of health in general, going back, and getting in touch with family and friends that you haven't talked to for a while. More quality time with your pets. Oh my gosh. I think my two dogs are just about done with me. I'm just saying, I'm saying it out loud. I think they are done. Like, they look at me like, you're still here. Why are you still here? Right? But it's been good to be with my dogs and to kind of get them into a schedule as well. Some folks have picked up learning a new skill. I think it's a great idea. I mean, how many of us, go to, YouTube or whatever it is to watch a video of somebody fixing something so that you can fix it? Like, I had a problem with my wash machine, or my dryer, actually, and I went on YouTube and watched what they did, and I determined that that skill was above my pay grade, and I needed to call somebody. And I'm glad that I did that, because it probably worked out better. But there are different things that we look up, and skills that we learn, and maybe a skill that you might learn for another job or something of that nature might help out. It's also given me a chance, and hopefully you a chance, to do something nice for others, whether it be helping out with food, whether it be seeing somebody that needs a mask or whatever it might be. Yeah, I know that's a touchy subject, but still, it's given us all the opportunity to do something for other people and be kind to a neighbor, or you know, talk with other people and help them through the pandemic as well. You know, I hear people say this all the time, and I don't particularly care for it. It's not that I'm mad when I hear it, but when people say, well, here we go, the new normal, and I refuse for this. You know, social distancing, not being able to go to a sporting event or a concert, or not being able to walk down the aisle of the grocery store with somebody looking at you cross-eyed. That's not normal. And I refuse for that to be the new normal. It's not. I don't want it to be that way. I want the vaccine to come. I want us to all get treated. I want everybody to get as healthy as they can. And I want to come out of this on the other side, whether it be the end of this year, the end of next year, or the end of the year after that, right? The sacrifices that we are making, I just want everybody to come out of this in a better place. And I do not want this to be the new normal. And I'm doing air quotes when I say that. I know you can't see those, but I refuse to say that this is the new normal. I want us to get back to normal. I want us to get back to being kind to one another. I want us to listen rather than speak out. I want us to be able to listen to a conversation and be able to interact with people without somebody jumping down your throat. I want people to learn more. I want people to do more than just scroll through TikTok or Facebook or Twitter and get their news and comments and opinions from scrolling. It's dangerous. And it, as much as social media, as much as podcasting and radio and television and satellite and whatever you want to call it has brought this world closer together, You know, like they say, you have the world in your pocket and it's all in that smartphone. As much as it's brought us together that way, it's also tearing us apart because it's so easy to not know facts and just get on some social media platform and bark for 30 seconds about something, right? What are those TikTok videos, like 60 seconds or whatever? I mean, I scroll through there and it's just garbage. It's garbage. It's not helping anybody, right? Maybe it's helping us on figure out ways not to do things. I don't know. There's so much going on and it's so crazy out there. And again, like I said, I just want us to come out on the other side, be kind to one another, help one another out like human beings do. Okay. That's all I'm looking for. Hopefully you are too. That is the Loving Life podcast for today. Thanks for letting me, vent my opinion here for the last, 8 or 10 minutes or whatever. I appreciate you guys. Thanks for checking out the Loving Life podcast. We'll have some more episodes and I promise I'm going to get wifey back on these things. You guys stay good and be kind to one another. Love you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.